everybody, and welcome to Glitter Kids with Mama G. How on earth are you? I hope you are all well, and I hope you have all had an absolutely fantastic week and are very excited to be joining me today on Glitter Kids with Mama G. Before we go any further, don't forget that you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. You just need to search for @MamaGStories, and I would be delighted for you to join me there. And if you want to get in touch with Glitterbeam, you just need to follow Glitterbeam UK across all the social media, and you can also find them on the app and at glitterbeam.co.uk. Hey, and don't just listen to me, listen to everybody else that is on Glitterbeam, because throughout the week, we have an absolutely marvelous lineup of presenters and shows playing amazing music, being terribly funny, and really repping the LGBTQIA+ community around the world, because people do listen to Glitter Kids globally. Isn't that exciting? But talking about LGBTQIA+ icons from around the world, let's kick off with one of the most iconic icons of them all, Elton John and Crocodile Rock. lovely Elton John there with Crocodile Rock. Now, not only did I want to start today's Glitter Kids with Mamma G here on Glitter Beam Radio with an absolute LGBTQIA+ icon, but there is another reason that I chose the song Crocodile Rock. And it wasn't just because it was by Elton John. It was also because it was about a crocodile. Or at least it had the word crocodile in the title, because I have something very exciting to tell you, and that song is vaguely connected. The exciting thing is that on the 4th of July, you may already be aware, I am hosting Mamma G's Family Pride Party in person and online. The in-person aspect of it is going to be at Stanley Arts in South Norwood, which is in South London, and you can come down, watch all the acts live. There's going to be stalls, arts and crafts, face painting, you know, all those wonderful things. And you can also watch online via Zoom. And if you would like to do either of those things, I'd really love it if you could go to stanleyarts.org, where you can buy tickets. Now, when I say buy tickets, really what you're doing is donating to the charity we're supporting, which is Mermaids. And all the ticket money will go to the charity. And the ticket prices are pay what you can. So you really can choose how much you donate to the charity. Now, the connection here with Crocodile Rock is that I thought I would use today's show to introduce some of the acts that are going to be playing my Pride party. Now, sadly, Elton John will not be there, but we are going to be joined by, in my eyes, an equal icon. She is an icon of children's literature. And I read one of her books almost every time I perform live. The author is Jean Willis, who is one of the most fabulous and wonderful people. And the book that I read of hers is called Crocodile, which is about a crocodile. Isn't that wonderful? And Jean is going to be our guest of honor at Family Pride and cutting the ribbon to commence the event. So that was why I decided to play Crocodile Rock. And then joining us, we're going to have a comedian called Katie Pritchard. And this song is one of Katie's songs available on her EP named KP. And this song is called The Spider House.
It was a strange old day, starting rehearsals this way, but we began by viewing our luxury lodge. It was the downstairs part of our director's house, right next door to the rehearsal hall. We were taken in to a room that smelled of bin.
Ew.
With an empty fridge and a banana in the sink.
Huh?
There were three beds in our room, but for the boys there were just two, so they had to grapple with who was going to share with who. Once that was decided, we put our bags down, and that's when I noticed...
Uh-oh.
There was a spider in my bed. There was a spider in my bed, a spider in my bed. I'm really scared of spiders, a spider in my bed. There was a spider in my bed, there was a spider in my bed. I'm really scared of spiders, there's a spider in my bed. It's okay, I thought, I'll just hoover that up later. Yeah, I can deal with that, it's no big deal. But then I looked up, and that's when I saw spiders for days. Everywhere I looked, there were more. A spider in my bed, and a spider in my bag. A spider on the ceiling. Now that might not seem so bad, but there were spiders in the bathroom, and spiders in the sink. Spiders in the empty fridge, it really makes me flinch. Spiders in the couch, and spiders on the stairs. Spiders in the roller blinds. There's now a spider in my hair. Spiders in my socks and spiders in my shoes. Oh, it's great, there's black wallpaper over there. No, it's a thousand spiders too. It might be okay if you don't really care, but there are spiders, 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 spiders everywhere. There are spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere. Wriggling and writhing, there are spiders everywhere. Needless to say, I had a sleepless night. I tried to suck it up, but I woke up with a fright. Two spiders now were mating right where I'd laid my head, and their sexual behaviour was happening now inside my bed. I tried not to scream, tried not to wake the rest of the team, but I leapt right out of my sheets and let out a bit of wee. I sat upon the sofa to try to grab some sleep, but they followed me in and started going at it on my feet. Get off! I yelled, forgetting it was night, and I stamped, stamped, stamped until I felt like I'd given them a fright. They didn't seem to care, they just stopped and stared, all the while their little cousins are crawling around everywhere. They're staring at me and crawling on me, staring at me and crawling on me, having sex on me and crawling on me, staring and crawling and sexing on me. The next day I scared my classmates as they rose. I was shivering on the sofa and pulling at my clothes, rocking back and forth, my eyes weeping quite a lot. Nobody could comfort me. I wanted that night to be forgot. That happened 5 years ago. It hasn't happened since, you'll all be pleased to know. But even so, I have to say that still to this day, I've never been able to look at spiders in quite the same way. They broke me that night. That much is true. And I really hope that this story hasn't broken you. But if you start a new job and they offer you somewhere to rest, just please make sure it isn't inside a giant spider's nest. A giant spider's nest, a giant spider's nest. I just wanted to rest, but I was in a spider's nest. A giant spider's nest, I was in a spider's nest. I just wanted to rest, but I was in a giant spiders.
Let's go. Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign. Guaranteed I can blow your mind. And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign. Guaranteed I can blow your mind. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways.
I was like, oh my God, like all these people are here to come and see me.
This is Glitterbean.
Why settle for the grey clouds to pull you under? Why let the floods cave in and leave your heart in knots? There's no need to jump out of your skin when you hear the thunder. It should be you that's in control. It should be you that calls the shots. So paint the weather, we'll cope with whatever. I'll draw the sun and spring in your heart. We'll paint the weather, we'll do it together. We'll go hand in hand, I'll lead you from the dark. Bad moods, they are contagious. Once that first tear sheds, it feels like you could cry for years. Cause I've been there, I've had my heart splintered and shattered. The psychological games involved when you dwell on your fears. So paint the weather, we'll cope with whatever. I'll draw the sun and spring in your it together. We'll go hand in hand and I'll lead you from the dark. Ooh, yeah. Lightning can strike at the most unexpected times. It can whip your hopes into a frenzy.
Now, please do not worry. From the sounds of Katie Pritchard's song, she will not be bringing any spiders with her to Mama G's family pride party. And Katie was followed there by Craig Webb and his absolutely beautiful song, Paint the Weather. And Craig will, of course, be joining us on Sunday, July the 4th as well. It's going to be so exciting. I can't wait. Now, I tell you what I did forget to tell you. Today, in fact, is a very special day, which makes this a very special show because it is my third anniversary of telling stories. I've been doing it for 3 years and you've been on this adventure with me for a third of that time, because I believe it's almost a year since I've been here on Glitter Beam Radio. Doesn't time fly when you're not paying attention? Oh no, I've been having so much fun and I love sharing stories with you, and I also love sharing songs. And I think it might be a time for another song, and you can probably already hear the familiar strains of the introduction to this very famous song playing. It is Vogue by Madonna, and we will be voguing on July the 4th because we will be having a Vogue workshop in a very COVID safe and secure manner. How exciting.
Look around, everywhere you turn is heartache. It's everywhere that you go. You try everything you can to escape the pain of life that you know. All else fails and you long to be something better than you are today. I know a place where you can get away. It's called a dance floor, and here's what it's for. So
What a fabulous song from the Queen! Well, one of the many queens, of course, Madonna. What a way to end the first half of the show here on Glitter Beam Radio. But do not panic. I am not going anywhere, because now, as we are almost at the halfway point of Glitter Kids with Mama G, it can mean only one thing, and that is, it's story time! Now, I've got to be honest with you, today's story is a repeat. I have already told it on the show, but you probably don't remember, and it's one of my very favourite stories. Now, I do have an excuse, and my excuse has been that I've been very busy this week, and I haven't been at home. I've been directing a pantomime, and I haven't had time to record a story as much as I would like, but I didn't want you to miss out. So I managed to find a recording of this story, which I really like. It is called Billy Goat's Guff. And you can almost certainly guess which story it's based on. It is based on the story of the Billy Goat's Gruff, but it's a bit ruder and a bit fartier and therefore a bit funnier. Because let's be honest, who doesn't find farting funny? No, you tell me. I'll wait. You see? No one. Here we go. It's story time with Mama G here on Glitterbeam Radio, and it's the Billy Goat's Guff.
It's story time with Mama G. Come and hear a story with me. Love who you want to be, who you are. Learn these lessons and we'll go far. It's story time. Story time. Story time with Mama G.
Once upon a time, there lived three goats. Billy Goat, Millie Goat, and Vanilly Goat. If you know, you know. They were all sisters, but nobody liked Billy. She was the underdog, or undergoat, if you will. All because of one thing. Billy guffed all the time. And by guffed, I mean farted, broke wind, windy popped, bottom burped, passed gas, flatulated, and generally caused a great big stink.
Ugh, yuck.
For as long as she could remember, she had always been a farter. And because of that, the other goats always stayed away. Billy was so lonely.
Aww.
All because of who she was. Millie and Vanilly, on the other hand, were as close as two siblings could be. They did everything together, just to make sure that they didn't have to do anything with Billy. And Billy definitely wasn't included in their dream of becoming pop stars. Having a sister that guffed all the time wasn't going to be a good look for them. The Jonas Brothers didn't get where they are by farting, as far as I know. Anyway, their dream was soon to become a reality. The next door farm was holding a bleating competition. The grand prize was going to be a recording contract and all the hay you could eat. This was too good an opportunity to miss. There was just one problem. The farm was across the river. And that meant going over the bridge. Which neither Millie, Vanilly, Billy, or any of the other goats had done for a really long time. Why, I hear you ask? Well, underneath that bridge lived a troll. The most terrifying troll that you could ever imagine. And I don't mean a Twitter troll. I mean a real, giant, crazy-eyed grizzly troll that liked to tear goats limb from limb and have them for his elevenses. And this troll is the troll that stood between Millie, Vanilli, and worldwide fame. They had to get across the bridge. Their friends wanted to come with them too, but what were they going to do? Millie and Vanilli hatched a plan, but it wasn't a very nice one, because it would almost certainly end with Billy being torn limb from limb and eaten for elevenses. All the goats marched down to the bridge. They started trying to cross, but the troll woke up from his slumber.
"Who dares cross my bridge?" boomed the troll.
Millie stood her ground, but all the other goats ran up the hill. "It's only me, Millie, trying to get to the other side."
"But this is my bridge," shouted the troll. "Anyone who even steps a toe on it will get torn limb from limb and eaten for elevenses."
"Oh, no. Oh, you don't want to do that," said Millie. "I'm very gristly. Not an ounce of fat on me. You should wait for my sister. She's much bigger than I am." The troll thought about it and definitely wanted to eat a fatter goat. So he let Millie cross the bridge. When she got to the other side, she waved at Vanilli. Vanilli trotted onto the bridge.
"Who dares cross my bridge?" boomed the troll.
"Oh, it's only me, Vanilli, trying to get to the other side."
"But this is my bridge," shouted the troll. "Anyone who even steps a toe on it will get torn limb from limb and eaten for elevenses."
"Oh, no. Oh, you don't want to do that," said Vanilli. "I'm very gristly. Not an ounce of fat on me. You should wait for my sister. She's much bigger than I am." The troll thought about it and definitely wanted to eat an even fatter goat. So he let Vanilli cross the bridge. When she got to the other side, she waved at Billy. Billy couldn't believe she was finally part of the gang. So she trotted down to the bridge, stepped on it, and the troll immediately started laughing.
"This is the fat goat! This is the tiniest, scrawniest goat that I have ever seen. How dare you think this would be a snack for me? Now, there's only one thing that I can do. I'm going to have to eat all of you!"
The troll started to climb out of the river. Billy's knees started to knock. She was getting nervous. She was starting to panic. She felt like she might need to go to the toilet. And before she knew it, she farted. Broke wind. Windy popped. Bottom burped. Passed gas. Flatulated. And guffed the most obnoxious smelling guff that anyone had ever guffed. And then she guffed again. And again. And again. Guff. After guff. After guff. After guff. All the goats were far enough away that they were safe. But the troll. The troll got the full force of Billy's fumes. They went right up his nose, into his brain. And before he knew it, he was swaying every which way across the bridge. And then... he fell off the bridge into the river. And all the goats watched the troll drift off towards the sea. There was a second of silence. And then... yay! Every single goat started cheering for Billy. They rushed towards her and raised her up into the air. Billy had saved every single one of them from the terrifying troll just by being herself. Billy had never known a feeling like it. Billy was a hero. They all went to the competition. Millie and Vanilli won. They had a short-lived pop career that ended in scandal when it was discovered it wasn't their bleats on the track. But Billy... Billy was always a hero. And Billy would always be herself. Billy didn't know why she was the way she was. All she needed to know was that who she wasn't wrong. So always believe in yourself, because there's a reason that you're you. And sometimes that reason is a guff.
Get my music to you.
How I get my music to you.
It's the best mix of music.
This is Glitterbeam.
I closed my eyes, drew back the curtain. Far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and beautiful. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness, I was left. Still waiting, still hesitating.
a crash of drums, a flash of light. My golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness. I was left alone. May I return?
That made me feel a bit nostalgic. That did a little bit of Any Dream Will Do from the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That was the London Palladium cast recording with Jason Donovan as Joseph. Oh, what a lovely, lovely show. In fact, I'm seeing it this September at the London Palladium and I'm very excited. And the lady who plays the narrator on that recording I just played you is playing the narrator for only 11 performances this year. She's called Lindsay Hately and I'm very excited to see her because I booked one of the performances that she's going to be at. Oh, I can't wait. Now, Joseph, of course, famous for his multicolour jacket, his multicolour exterior, as is Elma the Patchwork Elephant, and Elma is going to be joining us in person at my family pride, so I just had to include something that was colourful. My other alternative was Dolly Parton and her Coat of Many Colours. It's a bit of a sad song, that one. It's not really the mood I was going for, and it doesn't make me feel nearly as nostalgic as Jason Donovan singing Any Dream Will Do, because you see, when I was at school, that cast recording was all the rage. It was like buying a pop album, my darlings, it truly was. And everybody in school had it, and then it went on tour. Philip Schofield did the tour, lovely Philip Schofield, but the last week, when it was at my local theatre, which was the Bristol Hippodrome, the last week Joseph was played by Darren Day. Gorgeous Darren Day. And I saw him and I was not disappointed. Let me tell you that. Now, next here on Glitter Kids with Mamma G on Glitterbeam Radio, a bit of Britney with I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, which directly relates, of course, to pantomime. Because in panto, the hero is traditionally played by a lady. And I think this song is very appropriate.
I used to think I had the answers to everything. But now I know that life doesn't always go. Tell me to shut my eyes.
I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, Britney Spears, with the song from Crossroads. I think not Crossroads, of course, the British soap opera, which was famously naff, but Crossroads, the Britney Spears Hollywood movie, which is also famously naff. Something dangerous about calling a piece of visual art, like something on the television or a film, Crossroads, because apparently it's never that successful. Although Crossroads now, I suppose, fairly iconic in its way, both in its film form and also in its soap opera form. In fact, the soap opera in the UK was so outrageously naff and so popular for being so naff that they even revived it. But that didn't last very long. I didn't watch it. Another soap they did in the UK that I accidentally caught the end of once when it was absolutely bombing. I think it might have only done 9 episodes. It was called El Dorado, and it was about a group of British expats that lived in Spain, I believe, and it was atrocious. Well, I didn't, I saw the closing credits and that's it, but word at the time was that it was absolutely atrocious. And then, of course, don't forget, Channel 5 had its own soap opera, Night and Day, which I did watch a little bit of, actually, because when Channel 5 started in the UK, oh, it was a great novelty. We were all very excited about it. I remember the Spice Girls were on the first ever programme that happened, and then eventually everyone realised that Channel 5 was a bit naff too. Night and Day doesn't run anymore. Brookside, that doesn't run anymore. Worked with some people from Brookside, actually, and I've met Claire Sweeney. Anyway, enough of me wittering on about failed soap operas, none of which I've been in, so frankly, why am I interested? It's time for 2 more people who will be appearing at Mama G's Family Pride Party. The first is the Crumble Lady, a.k.a. Lorraine Bowen, and the second was an absolute given, my friend Lolly.
Let me know how you feel. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
the music. It's the best mix of music.
This is Glitterbeam.
Excited to have Lolly join us at my family pride on July 4th. It's going to be amazing. Well, thank you for listening to Storytime. No, Glitter Kids with Mama G here on Glitterbeam Radio. Like I said at the start, if you want to follow my adventures, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search for at Mama G Stories. And if it's Glitterbeam you want, then just search Glitterbeam UK across all the social media. And don't forget that if you've missed out on any of the shows, any of them, you can listen back on the podcasts. Listen to the Glitterbeam podcast wherever you find your podcasts normally. And I have to tell you, I'm very excited. Keep listening to Glitterbeam all afternoon, because not only am I going to be followed by Ginger and Nuts for a couple of hours of fun and banter, it's going to be marvellous, but then at 7 o'clock, I am going to be making a little guest appearance on God Save the Queens with lovely Charlie Sace, who's been doing the RuPaul's Drag Race recaps. And I didn't know this when I said to Charlie that I would be in. Well, I was prepared to be interviewed, even though it was me that was emailing him. But after me on the podcast, very exciting, is going to be Tia Coffey off of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, because she has a new single out and she desperately wanted to talk to Charlie about it. So how exciting is that? Lovely Tia Coffey. But now, I am going to leave you with a song from the Styles and Drew musical, Three Little Pigs. It's called To Build a House, or just To Build a House if you're feeling easy. And it's sung by Lewis Barnshaw, Amy Lennox, and lovely Gareth Gates off of Pop Idol. Don't forget to listen to my podcast. It comes out every Friday, not this week, because I didn't manage to record one. And I will see you back here next week. And I should say, thank you for joining me for my birthday show. Oh, I keep forgetting I might go and have some cake now.
I've never built a house before. I need some walls, I need a floor. I need a roof, as you'd expect. Too bad I have no architect. A place to eat, a place to sleep. A chimney pot I have to sweep. The list is longer than you'd think. That's everything but the kitchen sink. To build a house is quite a chore. It takes a talent that no pig is famous for. I'll try my best to learn the tricks. A house of straw, a house of twigs, a house of bricks. It's not as easy as I thought. Straw's great for weaving hats and thatching roofs, but the walls are a bit tricky. And the doors, and the window frames. How are you getting on, Cha?
Easy peasy. Though it's hard to stick sticks.
I've never built a house before. The work has made my trotters sore. On every door a sturdy lock, in case that big bad wolf should knock. Because I do what all pigs do, perhaps I'll build a toilet too, with windows to let out the stink. That's everything but the kitchen sink.
To build a house, the effort's great. And when you finish it, you have to decorate. A colour scheme to match and mix. A house of straw, a house of twigs, a house of bricks.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a pig. You're hardly going to sweat like a donkey, are you?
All those bricks mixing up the cement to stick them together, but it's coming on okay.
A house of straw, a house of twigs, a house of bricks. A house of straw, a house of twigs, a house of bricks. A house of straw.
Ta-da!
A house of twigs.
Ta-da!
A house of bricks.